Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Thanks for joining us here today at Keeping It Young. We are excited to interrupt our normal conversations and today have a question and answer session with our family, David and Abigail Adams. We hope you'll enjoy this conversation. Let's just jump right in and get started. Do keep your question answers coming. We get those. We try to keep, we don't always do the question answer podcast, but we hang on to those questions and we are able to use them just like we are today as we're doing this question answer session two with David and Abby. And if you missed us the last time, David and Abby, Abby's our daughter, and she and David have been married 2.5 years. David is a professor, faculty member at West Coast Baptist College. What are some of the things you teach, by the way, David?
So I teach in the Bible department this past semester, Romans, Book of Acts, Comparative Religions, first semester Greek, were some of the classes that students might have found themselves in.
But what is your favorite class that you teach?
Honestly, it varies based on the students because the point of teaching isn't, you know, it's not just for me to get up and talk my way through a set of notes, but it's to be able to dig into God's word and to see people grow. I had a blast in Romans this past semester, but ask me again in a couple of months and it might have changed.
That's very fair.
That's a good answer.
That's very fair. Yes. Abby, tell our audience what you do at the college.
I am the facilities secretary, so my team helps with all of the like the building projects. The church does lots of different building things, and we do Blue Crew, so shout out to any Blue Crew people out there. You guys are the best. Grounds, maintenance, that's my team. They're awesome, and I really enjoy what I get to do there. So
yeah, if
really
it grows, great. If it Wonderful. Gets scheduled, or if they want it to get scheduled, it comes through her team at some point. So I know. Stays busy.
Guys, tell us just a little bit as well. I know that you not only serve on staff, but you also serve in the local church there. And you guys have a ministry and a connection group, and that's to young couples, isn't it?
Yes. So we love getting to be part of where the Lord has us for so many reasons, not just because of the college, though I love being able to be part of that on a day-to-day basis, but because of our local church, because of Pastor mm-hmm. Chapel, because of the church family that we get to worship with and grow with, and that we are connected to something like that, and just not just connected that we happen to show up there on Sundays, but that's part of who we are and of what we do is something that we love. So Abby and I serve the Renovate Couples Connection Group, and a lot of that takes place on Wednesday nights, just a chance for our whole church family to kind of break down into smaller groups. We'll have somewhere between a dozen and 20 most Wednesdays, something like that.
That's great.
And we'll go through a shorter maybe series once a quarter on a different topic or a different book of the Bible. We finish up one from the life of Joseph. And really, I love teaching. It's certainly something I'm passionate about. But we try not to teach for super long. I'll maybe go 20-ish minutes because we want to be there to connect, to encourage, mm-hmm. to just be part of our friends' lives. And so that's something we love getting to do on Wednesday nights. On Sundays, we're discipling a young couple and they're doing great. They're growing in the Lord and we're so proud of them. And just seeing the Lord change lives through his word and through his Holy Spirit, we love getting to do it. It's a blessing. Yeah. It's exciting. It's a privilege for sure.
Yeah, we can tell that. For you that are listening to, one of the things that we didn't necessarily intend to talk about, but I was just sitting here thinking about earlier in 21, your father passed away. And David's dad, when our Abigail began to be very interested in David, I got to know your dad. And I remember it was that David's parents came to see us at a couples retreat, actually, didn't they?
They did.
And so we kind of got to, that was a beginning of a relationship and a friendship. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated your parents' investment in your marriage and your life as well. And one of the things that I thought was a very sweet thing in my relationship with you is your dad came to see me once and he told me, he said, I know I'm battling cancer and eventually probably it's going to take my life. And at that time he said, just so you know, when the Lord takes me home, then you have to be dad to my David. And so I counted that a great privilege that you're dad. And moms and dads, one of the things about this, having a Christian
family. We sorrow, but not as those who have no hope. We know that dad is in a far better land, your dad. And to imagine what he's doing today would be phenomenal, wouldn't it? But the fact of the matter is that that closeness in the Christian family, Abby didn't just marry David, she married a family. And David didn't just marry our Abby, he's now our son. And moms and dads aspire to have that closeness, and as much as possible, aspire to have a closeness with your in-laws, your children's in-laws, and love each other. That's what makes Christianity a valuable and beautiful and amazing thing.
Yes.
And so we're so proud of you guys, and so thrilled how the Lord's using you. A lot of people where we travel, you know, because you guys are in California, and so a lot of people are like, oh my soul, the left coast.
Your kids live in California.
But we tell people all the time that of course, it is the left coast, and it is more perhaps on the liberal side of things, but we're doing what we can to help it. That's why we have children that live there. and we do know that you guys love where you are because people are the same everywhere.
Yes.
And politics change, and philosophies change, and different parts of the country are different accents. But people are always worth serving. And so we're happy God has you where you are, and we're praying for you and thrilled about it.
Well, we're blessed to be there. We could use a little bit more sweet tea and better barbecue, but other than that, we love it. You know, we're supposed to be somewhere that the Lord can use our lives to make a difference, and we want to love people.
Field.
Absolutely. Okay, yes. You ready to do some question answers?
Let's do this.
All right. Now, where'd you get all these questions that you're asking?
The beauty of the World Wide Web is that anybody can talk to anybody, and that doesn't just have to be, you know, ranting from some anonymous Twitter account. So we tossed out the bat signal onto social media and wanted to see if anyone would take us up on sending in a question. We've gotten a number of really good ones. We'll see how many we can get to in this second and final episode.
Jump right in then and get going.
All right. So here's the question. How do you avoid or overcome ruts in your devotional life? Certainly consistency and faithfulness and all of that is such a good thing, but those can kind of at times start to bleed into just getting in a bit of a rut.
Yes.
How do you keep that from happening? Or if you find yourself there, how do you break out of that?
That's a great question. Go ahead.
How to keep it fresh. That is a question that you just have to constantly ask yourself. Am I just in this Bible reading plan because it's what I always do? Am I actually getting anything from the Word of God? And I think, honestly, we can be Holy Spirit led. We do need to remember that the Holy Spirit will lead us in all truth. So sometimes we think, oh, I'm in a rut. I need to go to the Christian bookstore or get on Amazon and order the next best Christian devotional that's out there, what's hot out there. But the Holy Spirit will lead us in His truth, which is mostly found in His Word. So I always recommend to stay in the Word of God, no matter if you're like, but I've been reading and reading and reading and there's nothing, I'm not getting anything. Well, honestly, stay in the Word and change your perspective. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're trying to do too much. You know, I need to read 5 to 10 chapters a day so that I can finish this Bible reading plan. Maybe you need to read one chapter and concentrate on what the Bible is saying in that chapter. Maybe you need to, before you read that chapter, say, Lord, I'm in a rut here, and I feel like your word's a little dry, and I'm not getting anything out of it. So, Holy Spirit, could you speak to my heart specifically in these verses I'm about to read? It could also be that you're in a season of life that you are reading something in the Word that's not helpful to you. I remember when Abigail went to college, Abby is our oldest, and so of course that was a first for all of us. For us to have someone actually leave the house. And it was a difficult time, especially for me as the mom. And I remember just, I'm going to have my devotions. Of course, it was part of my life to get up and have my devotions, but I was just really struggling. And I remember one time we were in the RV because we were out on the road in ministry, and David was sitting across the RV from me early in the morning. And he just said, "What are you reading?" And I said, "I'm in the book of Jeremiah." And he said, and he knew already my heart was just heavy.
If you need encouragement in your life, Jeremiah is the place to go.
From having Abby out of the house, it was probably October. She had probably been at school for a month or so. And
And he said, "Sweetheart, I really don't think you need to be reading the book of Jeremiah right now. I think maybe the Lord would have you get into the Psalms and remember what God is to you and get some encouragement to your heart." And it was a huge help. I stopped reading in Jeremiah, not that Jeremiah is a bad book, and now I have learned so much from the book of Jeremiah. But just jumping right into the Psalms and seeing what God is my defense, God is my shelter, God is my refuge, God is my strength, God is watching over Abigail in California.
And leading her to David.
Yeah, so just maybe it's a season of life that you need to switch up what you're doing. So
I would say just to sum all that up is we're talking about, you know, changing up a rut in your devotional life, change it up. And that may just mean you need to start reading elsewhere. Like she just said, change it up. You can break it up where you know, instead of reading something, you read systematically, and it's not wrong. But when that becomes a rut, read chronologically, get you a chronological Bible or a chronological reading plan.
Yes.
You can also shorten it up. Sometimes we need to stop reading. You know, sometimes our goal, we become so legalistic. I've got to read 10 chapters a day or 5 chapters a day. That's my spiritual goal. Well, you just maybe just need to read 5 verses that change your heart and speak to you and encourage you. Can meditate on through the day. So you can shorten it up. You can also maybe just make it specific. Find, if you're going through a need in your life, look specifically for passages or stories that address that need and enjoy the Word of God. So it's just something you have to work at continually to keep it fresh and new.
Yes, but
and get out of the rut.
Sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm just in a rut. I'm just in a rut. Well, don't give up, because the Word of God is always fresh, and sometimes it's just us, and we need to look at it with fresh eyes and just keep going, because eventually you're going to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you again.
You know, and when you're in a rut eating, when you've just been going through the motion and you're just eating every day, 3 times a day or 5 times a day, you don't throw in the towel and quit. Sometimes you need to, you know, change things up, maybe eat something differently or change the way you're eating or the amount you're eating. That's our spiritual food, so we can never give up on it. Does that make sense?
Well, with Abby's cooking, I don't know that I've ever just eaten as a formality, but I think I'm going to generalize
it. It's smooth here. Way to throw that in.
That was good.
Well, you've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Hope you enjoyed our special Q&A session. We enjoy doing these each week, and we hope you are enjoying them as well. Look forward to beginning our next series, or we'll jump right back into our next series on our next spot broadcast, and we'll continue our talk about conflict resolution. We are certainly happy to be a part of TIL Radio, and this is a production of TILRadio.org in combination with the Keeping It Young podcast.com. Thanks for listening to us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time. In the meantime, remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to TILRadio.org or KeepingItYoungPodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.